USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The wildfire that ravaged Maui is now fully contained after almost a month. The blaze devastated the historic town of Lahaina and killed at least 115 people. It's estimated to have burned 2,170 acres of land. As of Friday, 385 people remained unaccounted for. Officials say a new list of the missing will be released every Friday. Two people are dead, three people injured after a shooting at an Alabama club. The car the victims were in was then reportedly shot and when it arrived at an area at the hospital.
I seen a Tahoe go up in the emergency exit at a high rate of speed, and next thing I know, I seen a dark blue car pull up behind it. Before they can get out, the guys in the blue car jumped out with long rifles and just sprayed the Tahoe up.
No suspects have been arrested. Police didn't provide the conditions of the three injured people. Thousands of people in attendance at Burning Man in Nevada are likely to slowly start leaving after being stranded for days. People have been stuck at the event located in the desert after torrential downpours caused muddy conditions. Organizers noted yesterday the mud made the main road into and out of the event site impassable. The mass exodus from the event site is expected to begin this afternoon. Dramatic rescues at the Jersey Shore Sunday evening in both Monmouth and Ocean counties, but also at least one drowning.
Lifeguards pulled six swimmers from the water off the 6th Avenue Beach in Belmar when huge waves came crashing in. But at the 5th Avenue Beach, a swimmer was pulled from the ocean unresponsive. Five others were rescued at Seaside Heights in Ocean County, where red flags were flying and a rip current warning was in effect. But a sixth swimmer, a 24-year-old man, was dragged under the waves there and drowned.
That's Sarah Lee Kessler reporting. This is USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Recovery efforts continue in Florida 4 days after Hurricane Idalia made landfall. Speaking in Yankee Town, Governor Ron DeSantis says crews have been making rapid progress and fewer than 40,000 customers are still without electricity.
And that puts us down to about 39,000 throughout the entire state of Florida that does not have power at this point.
DeSantis and Commerce Secretary Alex Kelly said the state could have all the lights back on by Wednesday. The state is also announcing special disaster assistance, unemployment in counties hit by the storm, which doesn't have a job search requirement. As expected, Equalizer 3 is this weekend's box office champion. The latest sequel in the franchise starring Denzel Washington has taken in an estimated $34.5 million during the holiday weekend. That was more than three times the amount of the summer blockbuster Barbie, which finished second with just over $10 million in its seventh week. Austin is the best place in America to get a good night's sleep. And more than half a dozen other Texas cities aren't far behind. A study by U.S. News and World Report ranks cities where conditions are right for restful sleep, and Austin comes in at number one. Fort Worth ranked third. El Paso is 14th. Arlington is 15th. San Antonio came in at number 24. Dallas at 30. And Houston at number 32. It doesn't say why those Texans are getting such a good night's sleep. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.